Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna try.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. It is August the 13th, 2016, and it's a little past 9:30 a.m., and I just come to you to say thanks, to say good morning, and to thank God for giving me another chance, another opportunity to come out and to share His Word with you and to say, and perhaps God will put something in my heart that will help you along your journey. It is a great day to be alive. And as I go forward into this and to share the thoughts that God has given me, is that yes to the will of God, yes to your will. Not yes to my will, but yes to God's will. And I'm going to say a prayer, and I'm going to share the scripture. And I'm just grateful this morning. I'm grateful for all that God has done. I'm grateful for God has kept me from all harm and danger. I'm even thanking God for the trials and the tribulations and the disappointments and every way of my life, the things that I have traveled through to get to this point. I am on a break of another birthday. Come August 17th, I will turn 61 years old. And I have to tell you that all that I know, out of 61 years that I know, because from a young girl growing up, I remember my mom and I remember my dad having us in church. Only thing I can remember that's always been there and always consistent is God. And He has kept me. He keeps me even when I weep. He keeps me when I'm laughing. He's just never failed me. No greater friend than I have is Jesus. So I just wanted to share that with somebody and let you know to just hold on. God has not forgotten about you, and God is right there. When you look down and you see the footprints in the sand, they're not yours, for you could not carry your cares, but you can carry them unto God, and God will take care of you. And just lift up your head. Give God all that you got. And maybe you don't understand the way that He's taking you or the plan He's doing. And maybe it's out of your norm, the way you usually do things. But trust Him, and He'll bring everything out all right. Father God, as I come as humbly as I know, Father God, to say thank you, Father God, to come from a grateful heart, Father God, to thank you, Father God, that you would allow me, thy servant, to go one more time to bring a word of encouragement, Father, to your people, Father God. I thank you for this time, and I thank you for this opportunity, Father God. I pray, God, that I have the right heart and the right motive as I go forward, Father, to speak unto your people today, Father God. I ask, God, that I would decrease as you increase, Father God. I ask, God, that you would come and you would have your way. I thank you for the fresh anointing that's on this word, Father, that will go forward, Father God, and the path that you're taking me on now that I don't understand, but is your will is clear. Your will is clear. Your plan for me is clear. Your plan for us is clear. Thank you that you are Almighty God. Thank you that you are El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the Omnipotent God, the God that knows and is everywhere. I just want to just thank you, and I want you to know that I'm grateful. And I know that if it was not that you were on my side, where would I be today? I thank you for every family. I thank you for the body of Christ. I thank you for the blessings on my family. I thank you, God, for everything and everybody. And I ask, God, that you will receive this prayer. I ask, God, that you have anointed thy servant to carry this word today. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless. And as I said, yes to your will. And I will be coming out of Psalms 37, 4 and 5. For delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. 5, commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And yes, he will. Whatever you delight in your heart that's in God's will for your life, he will bring it to pass. A lot of times, brothers and sisters, We're praying out the will of God. We need to say, not my will, Lord, but let your will be done. We need to pray in the right season for the right things. We need to ask God, God, is this what where I should be now? Is this what I should be doing now? What season am I in, Lord? We have to learn how to go to the throne of grace. We have to learn how to just pray to God from a pure heart, from a sincere heart, and ask God to give us the right spirit and the right motives that we may be working according to his will for our lives. We have to line up with what the word of God is saying for us. We have to know that God has a plan for us. We have to know that there's a season for us. We have to know that God does everything decent and in order. We have to understand that trouble don't last always. We have to understand that weeping may endure it for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We have to understand that God is in full control. We have to understand that if we call on God, we will get an answer. We have to understand that when we pray for the will of God, it may be he may have to do some cleaning up. He may have to do some tearing down. He may have to do some separation. But his will be done. And it will be best for you. You have to understand when you say, Lord, let your will be done, he puts you on the potter's wheel. And when you say, Lord, let your will be done, then he begins to do what he will with you, that your life may be the life that can be glorified to glorify him. That as we go forward down these journeys that we're on, that God has to do what's best for us to go what he has ordained and predestined for us to go. Because you do know that we all have an appointment. You do all know that we have a purpose and a destiny on this earth. You do know that we need to go to God, and we have to ask God, what is it? What is your will? Let me line up with your will. Even if it hurts, let me line up with it. And God then will put you and direct you, and he will get you where you need to be, and he will get you with the people you need to be that's going your way and part of the destiny and journey he has for you. We have to get out of God's way. Cry out to him and say, not my will, but your will be done in my life. And when we begin to do that, God begins to work in our favor. Because God is not going to make us do anything, but know this, whatever you were sent here to do and whatever your purpose is for the kingdom of God, it shall be done. It shall come to pass. Because God can turn the heat up on you and make it so rough, saying, Lord, what is your will? And you will want to come out of the things that you're in that is not of Christ. So ask God. Ask God, what is it that you would have me to do for the kingdom of God? Because everything that a person say is not God. And I heard Steve Harvey say the other day that we're always saying that it's God's will. But if it is sin in it, it is not God's will. Because God, nothing you're doing that's in sin is lining up with the word of God. Because when sin comes, you know, it bothers God's nostrils. He can't stand sin. So if you're doing out of the will of God and not lining up with his word, it is sin and it is not of God. If you're getting things on the wrong pretense, that's not God. Because God does not work like that. So anything that you're doing that's sin, then that's against God. And that is not part of his will for you. For God has a plan for us that we will be prosperous and be in good health, that we will serve him with our whole heart, mind, body, and soul, and walk in obedience to him. And walking in obedience to him is to come out of what you're in that you should not be in. And if you're in something, you can't bring yourself out, but God can bring you out. That's why when you start praying in God's will for your life, just ask him, what is your will, Lord? And he will show you, and he will guide you, and he will put the right people in place in your life. Draw unto God. Draw near to him. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust him. Give your life to God. For God knows you. He knows everything. We go to him in prayer, but he already knows. He knows before we even ask. He knows the beginning of it, and he knows the end of it. And that's what I love about him. Because whatever the pitfalls is, God already knows. And he's already, whatever the problem is, God already got the resolution for it. That's why we got to trust him. We have to trust him no matter what's going on right now, no matter what it looks like, no matter what's happening. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And I tell you, from serving the Lord, from when I came out the life that I was in, who would have thought that God would use me? But God can use anybody he wants to. And don't wait to go to God when you come out of your mess. Go to God in your mess. Hallelujah. Because we all sin and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, bless your name right now. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Don't wait. Go to God. Commit. Tell him about you. He already know. But commit your, tell him about your sin and ask him to help you. Repent and turn from where you are, the things that you're in that you know that it's not of God. And maybe you haven't gotten there yet, but whatever you're doing that's going against the will of God, stop it and pray for the will of God to be done in your life. Ask God to put you in the season that you need to be in and watch God do it, because that's the type of God he is. He is your shepherd, and he shall not want. You have to cling unto him. You have to hold on to him. It doesn't matter what it looks like, because everything looks cloudy. But know that the sun will shine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God that on August 17th of 2016, I will turn 61 years old. And I know that only because God has kept me that I've made it this far. And if it was not that the Lord was on my side, where would I be? But I pray today and each and every day and every hour of a day, Lord, let your will be done. And when you say, Lord, let your will be done, sometimes it's not easy, because you want to be places that you can't be. You want to stay with people that you have outgrown. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but the season is up. God has another season, another level that he's taking you to. And he has to take you through something to get you there. But you do know that if God wanted to do it, he could do it right now. But he takes us through the potter's wheel so he can fix us and mold us that he may be glorified, that then we may go out into the vineyard and say, Lord, yes to your will, and walk in obedience to him. So as you walk your day today, ask God from your heart, not a Pharisee prayer, but ask God from a pure heart, just you and him. Lord, what would you have me to do in the kingdom of God? What is your will for my life, Lord? Guide me, Lord. And God, and once you give it to me, let me walk in obedience to you, Lord, no matter how it hurts, no matter who I have to leave behind, no matter how uncomfortable it is for me. Let me walk in the will that you have for my life. And he will give you that. And he will give you just what you need at the season that you need. So let us trust in God. As the words say, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But the desires of your heart has to line up with the will that God has for your life. You cannot pray out the will of God, because it shall not come to pass. Only what the will of God has for you will come to pass in your life. And if you trust Him, then you begin to commit your ways unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Not man. God will bring it to pass. God does the promotion. God sits up and God takes down. We have to trust that. Even when it doesn't look like it's going to happen that way, we have to trust that. And we have to know that God is God. He is the Almighty God. He is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Jehovah. He is Jehovah. He is God, this God, King of kings, Lord of lords. He is working in your favor. So keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes and pray for the will of God to come pass, to come to pass in your life. And watch God work for you in your favor. And watch Him, because that's the kind of God He is. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank You for Your will in my life. Just thank and be grateful for what season you are in your life. Even if it's a rough season, but the part that you can be so grateful about is that you are not in it alone. Be grateful for wherever you are and watch God make a difference. God is the difference. Be still and know that I'm God. You got to know that you know that you know that He's God. You got to have that confidence in God. Take it out of man and put it in God. And watch God work. God makes a difference. God adds it up. You can step out on nothing and God makes it something. Oh, bless God. That's the kind of God He is. So I thank You and I pray that something was said today to uplift somebody. I pray that something was said to help somebody along their way. I pray that you will get on your knees or go into the secret closet of your heart and connect with the connector and ask Him today, what is Your will for my life, that I may walk in obedience unto You and not unto man. And I tell you that God will do it. God will make the difference. He will show you the path that He has for your life. God bless you. And God keep you. And as I always tell you, if you are out of fellowship with the Lord, go to Romans 10 and 9. Confess your sins unto God and ask God to put you where you need to be in the season that you are now. Whatever church He wants you in, whatever ministry He wants you a part of, ask God to do His will in your life. And once God begins to work, receive it in obedience. And when God gives you something to do, do it. Just do it. And walk the way that God wants you to walk. And walk in obedience to God. And trust God. And watch God make a difference in your life. Thank you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to You as humbly as I know how. I thank You, Father God, for allowing Your Spirit, Lord, Your anointing to rest on this message today. That something was said that it would help someone along the way when they hear it in the archives, the chat, whenever they may hear it, that this word will be a word for them, Father God. That You will bless them and keep them, Father God. Thank You for right now, Father God. Thank You for right now, God. For I am grateful for Your will that's being done right now, God. Lord, as I lift myself up to You right now, thank You, Father God, for the break of 60 that You have given me, 60 years. And if You say so, Father God, August the 17th, I will see 61 years. And I pray, God, that not my will, but your will be done, that I walk in obedience unto you. Thank you, Father God, for loving me. To you be the glory, Father God, for all that I do and all that I say. I thank you, God, because you are God all by yourself. Nobody but you, God. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you for everything. And I thank you, God, that when the music went forward about your will, I thank you, God. I thank you that your will is being done, Father God. Can't nobody do me like you, God. I praise you because you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, God. I love you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done, Father God. I just thank you. I have a heart of thanksgiving today. And, you know, you should have a heart of thanksgiving every day. But I just wanted to share with someone today and ask that God will make a way for them. And as I begin to go off, I'm going to play the song, God's Will, and just pray and ask him. He'll do it. God bless you. And if you need to speak with me, you can always call me at 708-715-4545. Or you can email me at walkinginGodsPurpose@gmail.com. I am available, for I am the servant of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. God bless you, and I'll speak to you soon. God bless you.
You know my end before my beginning. Calculated blessings down to the penny. So I'll cry till you tell me. Let it go, let it be. 'Cause, oh Lord, Lord, in the wind, is the rock. And with this you promise.